Warning: the following is intended for mature audiences. It includes crude humor and references to the use of illicit substances. Listener discretion is advised.
We talk about anus lips. That's something that nobody should be exposed to. So the kids need to walk away.
Go to sleep!
Have a taco.
Do you remember Mr. Frog and Mr. Toad?
Yeah.
There's a scene where I think it's like Mr. Toad, like, is like autistic or something.
Oh boy.
I think that's the name of it, and he's just like, I don't care about that, and it says said Mr. Toad as he popped another Molly.
Nice.
It's genius. Huh? That's in the book.
No, it's not. Somebody made that up. You could have been. You've never heard people like turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
It's a song.
Wait, are you talking about Miley Cyrus?
No. Well, she says it. She says it in her song.
Not in the original book.
Who would edit? Who would re-edit?
Some stupid teenager who's like, oh, director, great.
I'm gonna need you to do that impersonation of a teenager again. Johnny, did you hear it?
No.
She's like, oh, drugs are great.
Oh yeah, turn down for what? Said Toad. Said Toad as he popped another Molly.
I don't know who would edit a classic children's book to say something so nasty and clearly socialist.
Well, I will Snopes it for you.
What's a Snopes?
Yeah.
What is a Snopes?
I don't know. It's a website.
Oh. Because I was like, what's a Snopes? And you're like, yep.
Yeah. That's usually how I prefer to respond to you.
Hey, Sausage Fingers, you know I'm recording you, right?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, Banana Hands.
What? Why are you calling me so many mean names?
Because you type as if a hammer fell from the sky.
It's not a thing on Snopes.
That's only what. Why don't you Google it? Google checks all the websites.
I am. I have been.
Oh, I thought you were using the Google custom search on Snopes.com.
Actually, the reverse. There's actually you can actually search.
What?
You can search specifically Snopes from Google.
Right. Why don't you just say, hey, Google, Mr. Toad pops another Molly.
I am. I'm doing everything. What are you doing? I'm doing all the work.
I'm actually in the bathroom. Okay, well, I'm going to do it now. Mr. Toad pops another Molly.
See, I can find the picture, but I don't see...
I can do you one better. I found the t-shirt. Where's this from? Who's? Oh, it's on rageon.com.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
Oh, that is disgusting.
What?
I'll send it to you in a Facebook message.
Oh, here's Imgur. Sometimes Imgur is the best thing to get to the bottom of this kind of stuff.
Where is... There he is.
You went Navajo on me for a second.
Me?
Yeah. Like, where is that he is? And then the white men brought their fire to the continent.
And their disease blankets.
You sent it to me on Facebook?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Send it to me on Skype.
Can you post images in Skype?
I don't care.
I don't think you can.
Now I gotta go all the way to Facebook.com.
Actually, oh, no, here, no, I can. No, I can. I can.
Which means all the fans at home.
No, you don't have to.
Are gonna know my login.
How?
Because we did it on the show. We did it on the show.
We're on the show?
Yeah, we're on the show.
I didn't know you started recording.
Yeah, I started recording a while back. Like, as soon as you started talking about Mr. Toad, this is all going in.
God damn it. Be a horrible show.
What?
I wasn't on. I wasn't on, Zach. I wasn't on.
Oh my god. There's
so you get the picture of the anus lips?
This is not real.
I think it is.
This is not. No, this other thing Johnny sent me. Hold on, Jay, I'll send it to you on Facebook. Okay. It's not. Look, trust me. Okay, actually, Jay, this is kind of important for you to know. Because this is clearly in a children's book.
Yeah, they're taking like Harry Potter and shit out of libraries and schools when they should be focusing on stuff like this.
We're not talking about Mr. Toad anymore.
No, we're talking about anus lips.
Yeah.
It's the most disgusting thing.
Okay, so what you need to know about the image that we're sending to each other on Facebook, America, is there's a children's book with a highly stylized illustrator who has created an image of an older woman who...
She looks like a very, like, the typical librarian archetype or stereotype.
However, she has reached the age where there are now wrinkles around her lips when she purses her lips as if to kiss. And the wrinkles are exaggerated and in a spiral pattern. And because she is looking up, parts of her face are invisible, and really all you see is the roundness of her chin and the wrinkles in a spiral pattern around a hole on her face.
It is a perfect and very symmetrical and very red anus that is kind of seems enlarged on a page, and that seems where the artist has started drawing and just said, you know what, this would be funny. I'm going to put a giant anus in the middle of this page.
I will say this.
Just draw the face around it.
The redness of it is actually coming from lipstick that has been added, which suggests to me not that she was wearing some, right, but that it was kissed. Which I think promotes an idea of love.
All right.
Hold on, what were you saying, Jay? Did you see it? Isn't that important for you to know? So you know to avoid that book?
You know what? You guys are getting the whole kit and caboodle.
What? What else?
Well, there's a lot of them, so I just sent you the link. Like the one with Ben in a raft and some other kids are around, and it's just a small picture of him in the raft, and it says, "This is hard," panted Ben. "Take it, Jen." "Not yet, please," moaned Jen.
This is me. Okay, that one's clearly fake.
A lot of these I think are, but they're still really hilarious. Like there's a little golden book and it says, "Who will toss my salad?"
Okay, honestly, I think...
Yeah, a lot of these are photoshopped.
No joke here. I think that Mommy Got Booby Surgery would be a good book.
Yeah.
Because it happens.
A lot more in California. That would be a good one for their to be mandatory for their kids.
A slightly worse one would be Mommy is forcing booby surgery on me.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Although, I think that I believe that if my parents had forced breast augmentation surgery on me, my life would have turned out very different.
I believe you.
Yes. Not necessarily good.
Right.
But different.
Yeah. I scrolled down to one that says dead whales can't wave back.
What?
Yeah, there's these two kids on the shore, and they're waving to a bunch of whales that are just little black smudges in the water with red all around them.
Yeah,
this is dead whales can't wave back.
We can't confirm that those are whales. Those just look like
turds.
Very bloody ones.
No.
I think it might be time to start the show.
That's probably a good idea.
We'll go ahead and include links below, so that you can enjoy all of the horrifying things that we have now seen.
Yeah, the internet is awful.
All right. Y'all just don't know about me, America. I'm Zach Nanimous.
I'm Johnny Dem.
And for the last few minutes, for the last 11 minutes, you've been tuned into the War Pod.
Yep.
Tonight on the War Pod, part of the Space City Nerd Network, you will be treated to a superhero mashup between Dr. Stephen Strange and the Ghostbusters. We're going to talk about how Mortal Kombat is getting old. We're also going to talk about how women be sexist, how Frieza be back, and she's bringing Mega Man with her. And we're also getting a case of the freebie jeebies this month from Xbox Gold and PlayStation Network.
Yay, Xbox is better.
Objectively wrong this month. I can tell you that right now.
Right.
Okay, so first, it's time for a superhero mashup.
Mash them up, big
mash
boy.
Mash them down. Mash them up. Oh, are we doing a theme song?
Mash them up.
Mash them up.
Mash them up.
Mash them down. Gonna mash them all around. Tonight on the War Pod, you and me are gonna invite another guy in.
What?
Nothing.
All right.
No, you do, now you do your obvious rap version.
My solo?
Yeah. Break it down. Oh, rap in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Invite another guy in.
Gonna mash him up. Mash him up. Gonna take this power and shove it into this power and see if it matters at all. Word to your mother. Go, Zach Nanimous. I pass it to you.
Thanks, DJ Dim. I'm here to say everybody here is super gay. Gay is a very old word for happy, and you're happy because we're having a mashup. Mashup is something that you do with potatoes. Mashup is something that you do with tomatoes. Mashup is something that you do with your dad.
So go and have a shower with your dad. I'm sorry. That is not a deep-seated thing that's in my past.
Yeah, it was a simple Freudian slip.
No. I'm trying to tell you, there's actually a video game out right now called Showering with Dad or something like that. It's an indie game, and it's very inappropriate. But I saw it on At Midnight with Chris Hardwick. You know, the really cool show. Anyway. They talked about it on there, and they actually showed footage of it. And for some reason, it's haunting a little bit. So it was on my mind for some reason.
Oh, you know what I got? You know what I got into last night? And people have been telling me that it's really cool, but I just couldn't get into it. Mostly because I told you, I don't think I told you on anything. I think we were just having a private conversation for once.
Yeah,
I told you that I don't like one man Let's Plays.
We did. You may have mentioned that actually during a Let's Play. I don't remember.
I don't think so. I think it was a big Let's Play night for us. But
mm-hmm.
But no, I got into Markiplier.
I'm sorry?
Markiplier.
I don't know what that is.
Markiplier, he's a very popular Let's Player. And apparently he used to be an engineer, and he's playing this game called Besiege.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay, so essentially, you're in a 3D environment. It has no skybox, so it's just like a white room.
Mm.
But there is something to destroy in front of you, and you need to build a machine to destroy it from scratch.
Okay.
Like, you get one central box to build off of, and then they have, like, wooden struts to add, and metal plating, and flamethrowers, and wheels, and smart wheels that you'll actually be able to turn and stuff like that. And you can make it really intricate. Like, one interesting thing that he did on his Let's Play, I didn't think you were going to have the option to do, but he had a wheel on the back that just caused the thing to spin.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also able to put two smart axes on one thing, so he could get sideways drive and stuff like that, like in the new Batman game that's going to be coming out.
The Batman?
Yeah, the new Batman game.
Mm-hmm.
You know Saul Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to grade school together.
Yeah, he's a banker lawyer.
Yeah. Far more successful than I am.
No, not really. Okay, here's a good question, because we're about to get into the superhero mashup here. Actually, we've been in it for like 5 minutes.
Oh, shit. No. God damn it. Talk about the stuff.
Would you consider Batman to be a...
Always.
You didn't always...
Oh, well, I always consider Batman.
Would you consider Batman to be a successful person?
Now, that's actually an interesting question.
Yeah.
Because I think from the perspective of a citizen of Gotham, I would say that he's been somewhat successful, but I think in his own mind, I don't think he is. I think that he's always striving for something that he can never actually complete.
Okay. Well, that gets into a deeper question. How would you define success in life?
That's all a matter of perspective.
Everybody That's true. Has. That's why I asked you.
So is my,
yeah.
my personal? I think for me, I've defined certain benchmarks.
Like tests? Benchmark tests?
No, they're just benchmarks. Different criteria that determine my level of success.
All right, so tell me yours.
Okay, this is going to sound really stupid. It's very kind of private, but I don't mind mentioning it. You can laugh at me all you want.
The number of popcorn kernels that I pop in a month determines my happiness and destiny.
No. No, but I always told myself, because it was a this car came out when I was a kid, and I thought the car looked kind of cool. I didn't know much about cars at the time. I still don't. I just know a little bit more than I used to. And but there's a car that I thought was particularly kind of cool. I bought the little Hot Wheels version of it, and I told myself I have reached a certain level of success when I know I owned that car.
Is it an ice cream truck, Johnny?
No.
Just like the perfect kid fit. That's a car that's just, it came with ice cream. I don't know why he's sharing.
Well, and you know the van that I own, so I can very easily make that into an ice cream truck, is what I'm saying.
Sorry, we have to explain. Johnny has this thing we call the War Machine, because it's got the Warlocks logo on the side. Yeah. And it's just the creepiest van. It's one of those industrial vans.
It's a Ford Transit Connect. It's a smaller cargo van from Ford.
And everything about it creeps me out.
Yeah. That tall ceiling. Anyway, the actual car... and like I said, people are going to make
ceilings all you're going to be looking at, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because I sleep in there. I don't have an actual home. Mm-hmm. It's actually the Plymouth Prowler, which is kind of a joke to some people that are car enthusiasts, because the way it was designed is kind of weird and people don't really like it all that much. But I remember reading a little bit about it, and it's supposed, like, people thought it was weird that the engineers decided to go with a 6-cylinder instead of an 8-cylinder. It's kind of a rare car. I think it was only made for three to five years.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I love it personally.
I had a Plymouth Prowler Hot Wheels.
Yeah, yeah. I had a dark purple one, and that's the color I wanted.
Yeah, we had the same toy.
Oh shit.
And I think in certain Slavic countries that means we're now married.
Oh, that's cool.
So rub my feet.
All right, but you gotta rub my D.
What's your D? Are you talking about your duodenum? Yes,
no,
I will gladly reach into your stomach.
No, derriere.
Derriere?
Yeah, I've been my ass is tired of your shit.
Oh. Okay, that was pretty good. Can I just say derriere? That's a disgusting word.
You don't like it?
Huh?
You don't like it?
It's, well, okay. Milk is not something that you should be able to smell.
Okay.
Like, if there is a profound derriere about the place, you're smelling spoiled milk.
Is that the definition of derriere?
Yes, when it's derriere.
Oh, isn't it in French just means your butt, right?
Hey, Jay. Is derriere a French word? Jay, you took French. Did they not teach you the word for butt?
I took a couple weeks of Latin, and the only thing I learn and remember and retain is the word for ass.
Latin?
Yeah.
What is it in Latin?
Well, it's jackass, so it's kind of ass, but it's assiness.
No, that's not even similar.
Yeah, it is.
No. No, a jack an ass or jackass is just what they used to call a donkey.
Right. Oh, you're saying that jackass and ass are not similar.
I'm saying, okay, actually I'm saying that in terms of Latin, they're the same word.
Uh-huh.
Latin ass versus our interpretation of the word ass are similar in the fact that they're both mammals. I would say that your ass is a mammal, but...
Well, this is interesting. I just actually looked up the translation, and it's not what I was told.
What is it? A braying quadruped?
No, it's really complex. Celiberum natum patut, or
patut?
Putat.
Putat?
Yeah.
Are you telling me that the... Are you telling me the Romans were the original asshats?
Yes.
The boot hat? Also, that's a really long word for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on, how do you say it again?
Who, me?
How do you say ass in Latin again? Say it again. Say the whole thing again.
No, that was jackass. Ass. Ass is different.
Okay, huh. Say butt. Or posterior.
I go back to
or
Latin.
Fundament. Like, ask for those.
Oh, no. It is. I was right. Originally, I was right without being right on accident because ass is actually assiness. So that is true. Ass, it's not jackass. That's just what my teacher told me. I think because he didn't want to say ass in by itself in class.
Okay, what's the definition?
Of what?
The def of assiness.
Ass.
No, that's the translation. What's the definition?
Okay, hold on a second.
Johnny, I just want to start the superhero mashup and you're making it complicated.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah, you.
Is it me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, here it's a subgenus of Equus that encompasses several subspecies of Equidae,
so a donkey.
Commonly known as asses, yeah.
So a donkey.
Yeah.
Assiness is still a donkey.
Correct, yeah. I guess I was wrong.
Ugh.
Who cares? This is really pointless. Let's talk about Doctor Strange and giving him a blaster ghost gun thing.
It's not just about that. Look,
okay.
America, today we're having a superhero mashup, and we are going to hash out...
Eventually.
Whether or not it would matter if Doctor Strange was on the Ghostbusters team. Now, I'm going to start the debate here. I'm going to say that Doctor Strange, I'm going to get this out of the way. I'm going to say that Doctor Strange being on the Ghostbusters team is objectively a boon for the Ghostbusters.
I'm going to go ahead and say that he's way overqualified, and why is he on the Ghostbusters squad?
Okay, but nevertheless, the question is, does either side get an advantage, disadvantage, or is it neutral? On the Ghostbusters side, I'm going to say that they obviously get an advantage by having Doctor Strange on the team.
Yes.
Okay. No, no, no argument there.
I'm not arguing.
Okay. For those of you at home, to put it in perspective, in case you don't know much about the Ghostbusters or Doctor Strange, I think that the most significant power that Doctor Strange has that would be able to aid the Ghostbusters is he can literally take control of spirits. He can possess them.
You know what's bullshit?
What?
Trying to define his powers, because nowhere where you look him up does it actually give you and spell out exactly what he can or cannot do. And it's very frustrating and kind of a cop-out, and why not just define it so we can actually have arguments like this appropriately?
Because the whole point of mystical characters in comic books is that they get to do everything. Like, it's,
say,
like whatever it is, I have a spell for it.
Yeah, well,
right.
They should just say that, exactly.
Right, but his power isn't omnipotence. His power is spellcasting. So,
well, no, he's borrowing it because he gets his powers from gods that he basically asks them for their assistance
from relics.
Well,
I mean, you could say that of any superhero.
No,
not specifically that they get them from divine entities, but they get it. There is a source of their power somewhere. You say, oh, Wolverine can only heal because of his genetics.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, right, but what you're saying is that he's borrowing his powers from a source, but all superheroes do.
I'm not saying that's a negative per se. I'm just saying that. What am I trying to say? So, he's borrowing his powers from these different gods. So, the limits of his powers are limited to what these gods can do, and if they can just do about anything. And if they're going to request, or they're going to grant every request from him to borrow their power, then I would say that he could just about do anything.
For Doctor Strange, there's a second limitation.
Yeah.
The gods do not. The gods in the Marvel Universe, in the case of Doctor Strange, do not freely give their powers away. Okay. It requires skill and study for him to learn specific evocations, or he must be wielding relics.
I think these gods are a little too nice. I think they should ask more in return.
Some of the ones that he sources from are not nice at all. Like Sidorak or Kraken.
Yeah.
They're evil as crap.
So what usually is the punishment? What is the exchange?
The exchange is that he has to do the evocation,
which may be painful to him.
He just has. It's like computer programming.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to know how to do it. So you spent time studying it.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's still, like I said, that doesn't change the point that they should be asking him to do more than just whatever the evocation is.
Oh, and he also has significant spiritual power.
Right.
Like, you and I, even if we mastered the incantations, the somatic components, if we did and had the Eye of Agamotto, then we still would not have the raw mystical force within us to do it.
All right.
Which he does.
So, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters! Robots in disguise.
Yep. That's exactly how that goes.
Okay. So, if we're saying that Ghostbusters automatically get a boon from having Doctor Strange as the fifth Ghostbuster, does Doctor Strange, and I'm throwing the question to you here, does Doctor Strange receive any noticeable benefit from being a Ghostbuster? And remember, when I say being a Ghostbuster, I mean he has access to all associated equipment. He can work in a partnership with all existing Ghostbusters simultaneously, and has access to their wealth of knowledge and research. Okay.
I would say yes, because it's always good to have allies when you're ghostbusting.
Okay.
Like, he can't be in every single spot at once, so if the goal is ghostbusting, then yes, it does help to have other people helping.
Well, then the question becomes, is Doctor Strange not as capable as five men put together?
Well, you're replacing one of them, right?
Huh?
You're replacing the fifth one with Doctor Strange.
No, Doctor Strange is the fifth one. There are four.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. There's normally only four in the Ghostbusters, and you're adding him.
Yeah, there's Winston, Venkman, Stans, and Spangler.
Right.
And sometimes
Slimer.
Huh?
And sometimes Slimer.
I haven't read enough of the comic books to tell you whether he's a good guy or a bad guy.
Depends. Yeah, it depends.
I know he was the mascot in the show.
Right, the TV show, yeah.
Oh, you know what I learned recently? I was actually watching Game Grumps, and they were talking about this, that one of the reasons that they wanted Bill Murray as the voice of Garfield was because the guy who did Bill Murray's character in the Ghostbusters show, Peter Venkman, was the voice of Garfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
You know what I said about it? This is just great radio. Did you know that? Did you know that we are masters of the medium? Masters of the unseen? Doctor Strange. Okay. So the question becomes, do you think that alone Doctor Strange would be as effective as five Ghostbusters?
That's a toughie.
I mean, bear in mind, like, he's taken down people like Shimmick Gorath, who's also a master of mysticism, who would be able to obliterate the Ghostbusters on a whim.
Yeah, I understand. Here's the thing. And this is really what it boils down to. There are way too many unknown factors that could go into this. If it depends on the power of the ghost that they're busting on a daily basis.
Okay.
That's
fair. So yeah. let's put this mashup into a hypothetical. They are hunting Viggo the Carpathian.
Who's this?
The bad guy from Ghostbusters 2.
Well, they handled him, didn't they?
They did, but okay. How it went in Ghostbusters 2 is that Viggo the Carpathian had created a river of slime underneath New York City that was empathic, and it was picking up the negativity from all of the people of New York City, and was itself becoming a monster that ran through the entire city. And not only could it harm you, could it create tendrils, but also being exposed to it actually made you more aggressive. What the Ghostbusters learned was that if you were to take some of this slime and then expose it to an overwhelming amount of positivity, it would have an adverse effect. And also, and the reason that Viggo was doing this was because he fed off of negative energy. Mm-hmm. With enough of this negative slime running through New York, he would be able to resurrect himself. So the Ghostbusters actually took one of his tools and used it against him. It wasn't strictly Ghostbusters tech that stopped him. It was Ghostbusters genius and ingenuity, but they couldn't have stopped Viggo without Viggo. They did not overpower him. They outsmarted him.
What does that matter?
It matters that the Ghostbusters, it's not like they got up on his grill with proton packs and were like, we're the Ghostbusters and we made ghostbusting tools, blah, 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 blah. It was like, oh, Viggo accidentally left himself vulnerable.
Their smarts are still weapons they use to defeat ghosts.
I'm not saying they're not, but if Viggo hadn't left himself vulnerable in that situation, I don't know that they would have been able to stop him.
They probably would have called up Doctor Strange.
Different universe, my friend. I think that Ghostbusters are IWC.
Mm.
IDW.
Who's IDW?
IDW is another. It's like...
Who else is in it?
Huh? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, they would have called up those guys.
The Turtles cannot take on Viggo the Carpathian.
That would have been fucking fun.
It would have been really cool. That has never been in dispute. Hey, Jay. Ghostbusters and Turtles. You in? Yeah, see? Jay
Fuck
hates
yeah.
the Turtles.
Wait, she does?
Huh? Jay likes Turtles stuff, but she will not watch the movies with me.
Why not?
I don't know.
She's seen him too many times?
Apparently.
That's weird.
Well, okay, but the thing is like, we've never watched them together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I watch them every time I get sick, like sick, and can't do anything.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say that the Ghostbusters would be better, so would Doctor Strange be. If they came together and were like, I want to fight ghosts together.
I think so too, and I can tell you why. One of the specific limitations of Doctor Strange is that he cannot use his mystical abilities to recreate any effect that has been mastered by science. He couldn't use his abilities to, say, summon a bullet and shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's Green Lantern stuff.
Yeah. So the proton packs specifically the and especially when you get into the expanded universe of proton packs, where they have actually been modified by mystical energies. Some of them have actually been programmed to be able to freeze ghosts and stuff like this. I mean, Doctor Strange having access to Ghostbuster tools and equipment would allow him to use his telekinesis to actually wield proton packs, and he would just be like flying down the streets of New York as like this omnipresent ghost-busting force. Not to mention, I think he has, I think that he has the strength and dexterity of mind to actually slap a ghost with the capture unit.
Huh.
Like, he could just wield that thing like a flail and just slap somebody. Like, just, like, not even get a proton pack out, just open it up. And, like, he's got all the, like, that big proton vortex swing around his head, just smack him in the face, and they're done.
Yeah, break you open.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what?
Also, I think that Doctor Strange would be able to fix the Twinkie problem.
What Twinkie problem? Wait, you know what? I don't want to ask.
Wait, you didn't tell him about the Twinkie? Well, okay, have you never seen Ghostbusters?
Me?
Yeah, you.
It's been a while.
Okay, the Twinkie problem. So this was actually one of my favorite parts of the movie, is that they go through a montage of capturing ghosts, and the capture unit isn't where they stay. They're actually put into an energy into a nuclear energy matrix that they keep in the basement of the firehouse, and Egon actually talks about how they can't keep capturing ghosts. Are you watching videos over there?
Nope.
You're not listening at all. Egon starts talking about the fact that they're capturing ghosts and they're using up the capacity of the nuclear energy matrix. And he uses an analogy with the Twinkie. And he was like, this represents our normal capacity for storing ghosts. And he's like, if we include all the ghosts that we've captured so far in the energy matrix, the Twinkie would be the size of, like, 17 city buses.
Wait, what? 17 city buses?
Yeah.
Twinkies?
No, that's what he's saying is that compare the Twinkie to 17 city buses.
Okay.
17 city buses is much bigger, right?
Yeah.
That's how much they've stretched the capacity of their storage unit.
Right.
Yeah. And Winston is like, that's one big ass Twinkie.
Yeah, it is.
Because Winston existed in the first movie to be a stereotype. I think that Doctor Strange would be able to use some of his mysticism in order to store the ghosts like in another frame of reality. Or possibly even incinerate them. Just like burn their souls away. Isn't that how you would like to spend eternity, Johnny?
Which part?
Where do you think you are? Hold on, are we starting?
What?
Like, seriously, what are you doing over there?
Nothing. I'm going to sleep because of your explanation.
What's wrong with my explanation?
It's long-winded. We spent way too much time on this.
How?
It took us way too long to get to it, and then we just started going on about Ghostbusters and Doctor Strange. I've got a sneaking suspicion that people don't want to hear about Doctor Strange that much.
Doctor Strange is awesome. He was in the third Marvel vs. Capcom. He's got the Eye of Agamotto.
Yeah, you said that.
And the Cloak of Levitation.
Plus, I just actually stumbled upon a new Nickelback song, so...
Is that how you're spending your time over there?
No. It's I find it funny the way I said it, but there's a little more context. Apparently, Nickelback has a a disco song.
Really?
Yeah, and so I'm like... Very tempted to press the play button, but I'm not. I'm going to wait.
I think it's time for a Warlocks. Let's listen.
All right.
Hold on. Okay. Hey, okay. Final verdict. It's good. for Strange to be a Ghostbuster, it's good for Ghostbusters to be Strange. Now it's time for a Warlock's Let's Listen. Go to google.com and type in
Nickelback
disco song.
No, She Keeps Me Up.
Nickelback, She Keeps Me Up. there's a
Vivo.
Vivo. It's on YouTube, but it's a Vivo.
Yeah.
How long is this thing?
I don't know. We don't have to listen to the whole thing. It's 4 minutes long. Actually, it's almost five.
Okay.
Yeah, I was listening to like a minute.
Oh no, I'm getting an advertisement. It's from Xfinity. Johnny, I don't want Xfinity.
No, it's okay. It's okay, Zach. Don't worry.
I'm a 20-something year old. I don't watch television.
I understand.
This is scaring me. What is Gotham? What is Chopped?
Gotham is on Hulu, so there's that.
I don't pay for things.
You have Netflix.
It's not on Netflix.
No, but you have Netflix.
Yeah,
You pay for that.
I don't.
You're a liar.
Okay, wait. Okay, so the video's starting. I am going back to 00, and I am going to play on the word go. 3, 2, 1, go.
It's the ladies. They're walking down the street. They're street walkers.
She's got a belly shirt. I don't know.
She's got a sports bra under there.
There's no way I'll rape you.
With a star on it. It's a secret swinger party.
Because they're wild and crazy guys?
Yeah. Oh,
whoa!
Shit.
Wait, is that Channing Tatum?
Yeah. They put him in all the movies now.
Okay.
It's all shiny.
So was this just Nickelback who was like, okay, I know that everybody's hated everything so far. Let's try this.
Maybe. Like, who gives a shit? Like, we're just going to do this.
This is not disco.
It's got a funky groove.
Yeah, it's more funk.
Yeah. It still sounds like Nickelback. It just
still sounds like Nickelback. That is a good suit, though. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah. She sells.
Okay. The thing is, I'd say the vocals.
What's that?
Oh, no. They just went back into it. Okay. It's got a great beat.
That's like the only thing they changed.
This is
it sounds
still
like
every
other Nickelback song.
Nickelback song.
We're giving them too much time on our podcast. I'm done with it.
Hold on, no. Hold on. We haven't got to the urban backup singer.
Oh yeah.
And I say urban because they are in a city, not because she is black.
But she is black.
She's not black.
she's at least half African American.
Look at that red hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's obviously Irish. Oh, and there's John Lennon. There's Genderbender John Lennon and Yoko. Okay.
You done?
Yeah, no, I'm done.
All right,
okay. Good. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, Nickelback.
And I'm wasting time.
Hey, that was at least entertaining.
So, are Ghostbusters.
Well, we're not. Yeah, but... Okay, Ghostbusters might be entertaining. You talking about Ghostbusters, not as.
Let me ask you something, Johnny, and I want you to be candid with me here.
I love you too.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you gonna call?
Dr. Busters.
Dr. Busters. That sounds like a law firm.
It kinda does.
Was a doctor kind of wrong about something that they said to you and it made you upset? Call Dr. Busters. We'll make sure they never practice in North America again.
Because that's the way our culture works. We sue everybody.
If you've recently had the sniffles, or a cold, or woke up late for work, and your doctor didn't fix it immediately, call Dr. Busters.
If you've got a cold sore, and your doctor did not tell you that you were going to get a cold sore, call Dr. Busters, and we'll ship them off to China.
If you don't like your doctor's shoes, call Dr. Busters, and we will assassinate their family.
If your doctor has a creepy goatee, Call Dr. Busters.
Call Dr. Strange.
That's actually a good one.
Okay.
So what's next on the agenda?
Next, we are going to talk about how Mortal Kombat is getting old.
Yep.
Okay, you may or may not have been following some of the news related to Mortal Kombat X or 10, which I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to say right now. No, it's not.
Yes, it is!
No, it's Mortal Kombat 10. That's what it is.
There's been more than 10, though, hasn't there?
No.
I don't believe you.
One through four, Deadly Alliance, Deception,
Well, there's also that Sub-Zero kind of action game.
I don't know if those are being counted.
Fine.
Okay, so let's count them. Sub-Zero action game, Shaolin Monks. Actually, counting them, that makes, yeah, because that would make the Mortal Kombat reboot, which has been dubbed Mortal Kombat 9, and then this would...
Sorry for my heavy typing.
Yes. Okay, either way. What we learned a few months ago is that Cassie Cage is going to be a playable character. She's brand new to the series, and she is the daughter of Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade. And I was really excited about this because it shows that they're advancing the story, and they're sort of doing a next generation of fighters, which is kind of what Street Fighter tried to do in Third Strike. Like, the whole idea for 3 is, like, we're going to have new characters. Like, only a few of the older characters were actually in it.
Right.
And, like, in Japan, it was actually, I don't know if it was called New Generation of Fighters, but, like, that was a lot of the promotion was, like, the next generation. These are the guys practicing in the tournament, you know? So I was very excited because it's going to be advancing the dialogue. Now they're telling us that Johnny Cage is going to be in it. And I'm very upset.
Oh, by the way.
Yes?
I went to the Mortal Kombat Wikipedia, and there's definitely more than 10.
Are you counting the action-adventure games?
No, I skipped over them.
You skipped over all. Okay, what do we got?
There's a lot. Okay. So there's one, and I know what your argument's going to be, but I'm going to go through them anyway.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 3, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
No.
It's a separate game.
No.
Yes, it is.
No. It's a rebalance.
Okay. It's not... Well, they added characters that weren't in 3.
That's a way to rebalance.
Okay. So, are you counting?
No. Well, I'm counting the ones that I care to, and you're up to 3.
Yeah, I understand. I wanted you to keep count. Okay, and then there's the Mortal Kombat Trilogy, which you're going to say is just a collection.
Yep.
Mortal Kombat 4.
Yep.
And then there's one of the adventure ones, which is Sub-Zero.
I'll count.
Okay. Mortal Kombat.
Hello? Are you there? Johnny, I can barely hear you.
Hello?
Johnny, what happened to you?
I don't know.
All I heard was, I don't know. Like, you literally sound like you're about, like, 10 meters away from the computer.
You know?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. I think it just, for some reason, didn't detect my mic and just switched to a different mic.
Okay, so we're up to, let me make sure that it didn't mess up the recording.
Gold. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Okay, so Mortal Kombat 1 through 4, Mortal Kombat Sub-Zero for 64. What is gold? Johnny? Johnny, if you're talking, I can't hear you. All Johnny did was send me an IM with an expletive, which is right underneath the picture of the butt that he sent me earlier. And it is the F word, so Johnny's giving me, like, a weird message here. I don't know if he wants me to get intimate, but I'm not going to do it. No, Johnny, I cannot hear you. Can you hear me? Why, Johnny, I think that's an inappropriate thing to say about the Pope. Johnny, stop typing such racist things about Beyoncé Knowles. Johnny, that is despicable. No, you're not allowed to drink out of the toilet. Well, then stop drinking out of the toilet, Johnny. No, you're going to get pink eye. Johnny, how are you typing all of these things while doing all of these things? Hello? Whatever you did changed something. Can you hear me? I think he muted his mic. I don't know if he knows that that doesn't mean that you, America, can't hear me.
All right, so Mortal Kombat Gold.
Okay, what is Mortal... Oh, wait, hold on. We need to recount.
Okay.
Because we lost you there for a second.
Yes.
Okay, 1 through 4.
Right.
Sub-Zero.
Right.
Okay, now Gold. What is Gold about?
Gold is a 1999 fighting game. It's exclusively Dreamcast. Updated version of 1997's Mortal Kombat. So it's Mortal Kombat 4.
Nope.
Yeah, so that one doesn't work. And then there's another Sub-Zero.
There's 2 Sub-Zeros?
Nope. I went back, sorry. After Gold, it's Mortal Kombat Special Forces.
What's that?
That's an action-adventure one. It's about Jax.
Really?
Yeah, I was not aware of it. Apparently it was on the PS1.
Dude, we gotta get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'll count.
And then Deadly Alliance.
Okay.
And then Mortal Kombat Tournament Edition, which is the Game Boy Advance version of Deadly Alliance.
Nope.
Mortal Kombat Deception.
Yep.
Okay. Shaolin Monks.
Yep.
That's action adventure.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat Unchained is a PSP version of Deception.
Nope.
And then Mortal Kombat Armageddon. It's a sequel to Deception.
Yep.
Ultimate Mortal Kombat, which is another update of Ultimate Mortal Kombat. Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
No.
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
No.
Okay. Okay, they're calling it
canonical.
Canonical, yeah.
Bionicle.
Bionicle. Mortal Kombat. In 2011, which is reboot story combining Mortal Kombat 2, and Mortal Kombat 3, but that is its own thing. That is not a rebalance.
Right.
Okay. And Mortal Kombat Arcade Collection.
No.
Mortal Kombat Complete Edition, no. And then Mortal Kombat X.
Okay. So that's actually 10 separate games, all that advance the story before X.
So this is actually 11.
Yes. I think. All right, so either way...
Close enough.
What I'm getting at is that I think introducing Johnny Cage is off pace for what I was hoping this game would be.
And what did you hope?
I was hoping that it was going to be an advancement of a chronological story.
Mm.
It was going to tell the story of, like, the next Mortal Kombat tournament, because they only happen, like, every 10 years.
Right.
Or 20. There's a time limit. So
does he have gray hair?
That's crazy doubtful. They're probably just bringing back the Johnny Cage that everybody loves.
Looks like it. Oh my god. At least this picture I'm seeing right here, he's got his name tattooed across his chest.
Well, tattoos are, his age wouldn't change his tattoos.
No, I've never seen it. I'm just saying I've never seen it with a tattoo across his chest.
Oh, he's had that since 9.
Okay. So gay.
Which. Because 9 is a retcon of Mortal Kombat 2, he's had it since 2 in the current timeline.
Right.
Have you played all through 9?
All of them?
No, have you played story mode Mortal Kombat 9?
No.
Okay. So what happened is that after Armageddon,
yeah.
Shao Kahn just beats the crap out of Raiden. And, like, everybody's dead. Shao Kahn has killed everyone. And Raiden's like, no freaking way! And he grabs a talisman and he starts praying to it. And, like, he starts sending thoughts from the future back to his past self so that he can change the past to save the future.
Right. I remember seeing something about this. Either that or you telling me.
I want to see. Okay, so... it doesn't look like Johnny Cage has been updated at all to be older.
Well, you know he's had plastic surgery and probably dyes his hair.
Okay, but he's still like ripped. Actually, he's only getting in better shape.
uh,
And like, I don't know if you can do like a arm lift to make your arms look younger.
I don't know. What year does this take place?
Well, that's tough. Mortal Kombat technically has always been in the future.
Right.
So are you saying that it's possible that they could have used their technologies to specifically to placate to Johnny's vanity?
Yes.
And by Johnny, I mean you.
Not me.
Oh, is that his hero click? I want his hero click. Either way, how do you feel about it? Do you actually care?
A large part of me does not. I like consistency. And if he's dead, he's dead, which is fine. But the stories with Mortal Kombat, they ask a little more of the viewer, the game player, as far as believability. Because they've always dealt with weird stuff, and there's always been weird, shifty stuff, a lot of magics, and, you know, the whole concept is kind of fantastic.
A lot of boob muscle.
Right, so I'm not overly frustrated about it.
Okay, I was hoping that we'd get out of this thing where every sequel of every video game has to be essentially a recreation of its predecessor. I was hoping that we could actually advance dialogue, and I feel slated.
I understand.
And I feel betrayed.
Don't cry. It's all right.
Johnny?
Uh-huh?
After this, you and I are going to rent a bus. And we're going to go to Reno, and we're just going to dance this out.
Does it have to be a bus?
Yeah. Okay. No, hold on. There was this other thing, one update that I was actually pretty excited about. And I need to confirm it. Mortal Kombat X... breast X-ray. Because one weird thing that they did in Mortal Kombat 9 was everybody had X-ray, like you got to see inside of all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And the women, like where their breasts should have been, there were like round lumps of muscle.
Yeah, you know where they started doing that actually was what the hell is it? It was the game that I think it was one of the original creators went off and did a different fighting game. Why don't you completely ignore what I'm talking about?
Okay. Once upon a time, Johnny and I were out inside of Castle Newark, and we saw 7 tourists who were all from Scotland. Only 2 of them were wearing Scottish manskirts, but only 3 of them were wearing Scottish manskirts.
Tao Fang, Fist of the Lotus.
Tao Fang, Fist of the Lotus.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm looking at X-rays.
Oh, John Tobias. He's the one who just started doing the X-ray and limb damage in that game. It was not a horrible game. But he went back to Mortal Kombat after this.
He's the Cybot to Noob Cybot.
Correct. What I'm saying is, the point I'm trying to make is, he went off, did his own fighting game, and that's when they started doing the X-ray and limb damage stuff. And they kind of brought that into the new Mortal Kombat X and 9, apparently.
Was it persistent limb damage? Like if you hurt somebody in the leg, they'd be slower.
Yes, it would actually affect the damage and stuff like that.
See, I think that's really cool, and I wish there was more of that.
You know what I'd like to do?
What?
I want to talk about an article you sent me.
Hold on, wait. I'm trying to get into the X-ray stuff here because I'm pretty sure they cleaned this up, but I'm not certain. Because honestly, I think it's weird that in Mortal Kombat 9, their breasts were made of muscle. I think that's odd.
Well, you know, if you work those muscles enough.
No, they will not become horrifying orbs on your chest.
No, that's true. There can be muscles surrounding them, but
It'd be under. Women have normal pectorals, just like us, but they have a layer of fat and glands.
So you're saying men are normal and women are not?
I'm saying that we have the same pectorals. I'm saying that women have a little extra credit going on. You know what I mean. They are going to get a better grade based upon their body. that's what I want the folks at home to take away from this. Either way, you wanted to talk about something?
There's a couple things I wanted to talk about. Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about a particular brewery that's been impressing me lately, and I wanted to talk about this article about something about gender kids.
Gender kids? First off, all children are genderless, so that's an outright lie. So let's move on to the brewery.
Let's do that, I guess.
Johnny, what you drinking?
I'm drinking an Eos. I
was so certain I was gonna get you today.
No, I'm drinking a beer.
All right. Yeah. What's it called?
Eos.
Eos? Isn't that a sex store on Westheimer?
No, you're thinking of Eros.
This podcast brought to you by Eros. Okay, so iOS 5. You're drinking an iOS 5.
No, it's Eos. It's spelled EOS.
Okay, what does it do?
It's a Hefeweizen. It's a wheat beer by Nebraska Brewing Company.
Okay.
It's a fairly solid Hefeweizen. That's a good German Bavarian wheat beer. I like it. And the reason I wanted to talk about this, not just this beer, but this brewery in particular.
Oh, is the beer from the brewery?
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny, you did a thing. Yeah, everything, it's connected. It's come back together. Oh, my God. Okay, never mind. Go on.
So this beer, as well as their IPA, and there's also one called Black Betty. It's an Imperial Stout.
Okay.
These are all beers I've had from them. The Black Betty I had for the first time last night, actually, and it was the whiskey barrel-aged version of it, and it was really, really good.
What's the name of the brewery again?
It's a Nebraska Brewing Company.
Nebraska Brewing Company.
Yeah, and they have a...
The Whopper.
They actually have a brew pub and an actual production brewery. And they... What?
I'm sorry. I answered my... I was like, what's the difference between a brew pub and a brewery?
Yeah. A brew pub, of course, is a place you can go and usually eat. And then they brew on site. And so it's like almost like a restaurant with a brewery attached. But they have both.
I'm sorry, I thought you were going to leave it at that. A brewery is a place where you eat. You know, you get some glamour photos done. Maybe do your taxes.
Right.
You know, brewery stuff. Just pub talk.
So their brew pub is in Papillion, Nebraska, and the brewery is in La Vista, Nebraska, which are both suburbs of Omaha, Nebraska. Close to the border with what I believe is Iowa is their neighbor. Anyway, this
you're
brewery.
You're asking the wrong dude. I don't know much about America.
It's a cool brewery. I was doing a little research on it. It's been really interesting because they're fairly new to distributing to Texas, and they only have a few options that are because usually when a brewery is distributing to states away. They usually only have their main staples they'll send to that particular state. There's usually a lot of fees, and of course production is scaled up for those particular offerings. So I've only had a few, but every time I have their stuff, it blows me away. It's really, really good stuff. So why are you laughing at that?
It's just a beer. Like I'm picturing you on the couch. And you drink this beer, and
it's like a 90s commercial, like I'm just like, whoa!
And like you're going like down a tunnel, and your head turns into a beer with eyes, and then you're dropped back onto the couch, and Jayfree's just sitting next to you, and she's like, what the hell happened?
They're like, this beer! Bro?
And she, like, goes to the police and divorces you.
She's like, I'm really getting sick of this. It's every fucking time.
just everything. There's a whiteout and there's text across the screen. Nebraska Brewing Company. It's kind of like that.
No, okay. It's a great brewery. I just wanted to bring it to people's attention. If they see it on their store shelves, we're like, give it a shot because it's really good, especially the IPA. The IPA is great. Now, Black Betty was phenomenal. I sipped on that for like a couple hours. That was really good.
All right. So I want to talk about Black Betty.
Okay.
Wambulance?
Yeah.
I want to talk about the one you're drinking today, iOS 8.
Eos. Yeah, which I believe is actually named after a Greek goddess-ish.
Spell it.
Eos.
Eos.
It's on the fucking can. Why don't I just read it? Yeah, the goddess of dawn.
Are you? You can't trust a beer. You're not even supposed to let beer dry. You're gonna let it do your research for you.
Yes.
Ancient Greek eos means dawn is a titaness. Okay, titaness and goddess of dawn.
Boom.
Who goddess rose? Of dawn. Oh, but she's a titaness.
And a goddess.
But more importantly, a titaness.
I can still see the fucking anus lips. I need to fucking scroll past that.
Was that supposed to make your point about her being a goddess?
No, I was very distracted by it.
Okay. I couldn't help it. What historical art of Eos are you looking at?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's important because she's dead.
Oh. But Zach.
Yes?
I want to talk about the article.
No. First, we haven't rated the beer. Okay.
It's a Cumberbatch out of movies.
Several weeks ago, Johnny Depp was quoted as saying that this beer blew him away.
I did not.
So, on a scale of 1 to gunshot wound. How good's this beer?
Tickle me Elmo.
That's a horrible beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst rating you've ever given anything.
Mm-hmm.
The best beer possible would have shot you directly in the face and killed you.
Mm-hmm.
You said that this beer on that scale was a light tickling from a fluffy little monster from Sesame Street. Granted, he's from the street, but he doesn't have any weapons.
The tickling.
Oh, tickling. Okay. Tickling is a form of battery. I'll give you that one.
If we don't get to this article thing soon, I give up on this entire podcast.
Okay. What?
You sent me the link. I had a lot of notes prepared.
I didn't ask you to act on it.
Oh, yeah, you did. He said, this is the agenda for the thing. And I'm like, that's interesting. I'm going to write down a bunch of notes.
I never even said that. I just started texting you things.
Yeah? Is that how the anus lips came as such a feature?
That's like my favorite quote from you. They don't have lips.
In this picture, they do.
No, that's just makeup.
Mm-hmm.
That's just cosmetology for you. All right.
So, the article is called "The Games Industry is Wrong."
Hold on.
God damn it, Zach!
All right, what?
The games industry is wrong about kids, gaming, and gender. And then you have it says update. So apparently, the article was updated. So this is about a study that was done, and apparently surveyed kids. I know high school kids were surveyed about what gender they prefer to play in video games.
ages from 11 to 18.
Right, and so the main thing you're supposed to take away from this is that a large portion, I think 60 to 65% of male high school students didn't care if they played a male or female character, but I believe it was the females of that same age range preferred strongly to play female characters. And
however, it's an inverse. It's an inverse of the data when you take into consideration middle school and high school. Middle school boys are more interested in playing male characters,
mm-hmm.
and female middle schoolers are less interested in playing as female characters. Then you get the flip side of the data when they get into high school.
Matters.
Well, it matters because. There's a lot of buzz, and I've heard actual developers talk about it. Lots of journalists talk about it. There's a sense that executives today do not believe in intellectual properties that are based on women. Where women, and that is a very rhetorical argument.
Yeah, because it's asinine, because nobody, especially if you're talking about the bigger developers, you're talking about really large companies, you're talking about EA, Ubisoft, and all these different bigger companies, especially that make the big AAA titles, they don't do shit unless they have the data to support it. There's a lot of money involved, and when people's money is at stake, they don't make decisions lightly. That's not something that happens. There are so many different studies that are done on their end to see what will sell and what doesn't sell. I'm not against having female protagonists. That's not what I'm saying. I think that this is silly to have a very vocal minority yelling at big businesses. And this goes in general. This isn't just with video games, but it's really silly to yell at these people when you have maybe one study that you did personally or a small group of people did to support your argument when they have the biggest factor of all in their favor, and that is the money itself. So if you want to make a stand and say that a big company is doing something wrong, the best thing you can do is speak with your wallet and not buy that product. The thing is, that product's going to exist whether you like it or not if enough people like it. That's how the free market works. You have to speak with your money. There's no point in this article. There's no point in telling a big company that you prefer a certain thing, because you know what's silly about this is that every single person prefers what they're used to. Everybody has a preference. I'm not going to say it's going to be the same across all boards, but generally black prefers black, white prefers white, Asian prefers Asian, male prefers male, and female prefers female.
Is there data to support this?
No, I don't have data to support this, but
seems like a big limb to get out on.
Anecdotally, generally, at least I can say this for myself. I know this is a lot of people that I know. So yes, there's no data to support it. But anecdotally, if I create a character in a game where they give me the freedom to create the image of that character, that avatar, to whatever I want to do, generally I make that character somewhat look like me. So, a lot of people do that.
I almost never make the character look like me.
Yeah, as I was saying,
it's pretty rare.
A lot of times, there's actually I know a lot of people that that have made female characters when they are male in like World of Warcraft and stuff like that.
It's not even about gender. Like sometimes I'll make a male character and it still looks very different from me.
Yeah, and I've done that too. I mean, but I'm just saying it. You can't blame somebody for being attached to what they know.
And honestly, I was gonna bring up something else. I think I do have a little problem with the stance that you're taking on it, because I really have never seen data that suggests that executive decisions are solely based in marketing focus groups and things like that. I mean, take what we learned about Nintendo just a few. I think it was last month, for example, where you have an organizational structure that's caught up in the past.
Right.
And if it's happening with Nintendo, I think it's safe to assume that it must be happening with some other developers. There's not enough data to talk to actually talk about how these decisions are being made by AAAs. I know that AAAs have often in the past been asked about female and intellectual properties, and they wound up putting their foot in their mouth. We do have a track record of that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was looking at something in the article. Real quick.
You never listen to me anymore.
I do sometimes.
I feel like I'm just a slab of meat to you.
Well, yeah. The other problem I was having with the article is that it was a survey, and I don't think there's a lot of. I think that kind of devalues some of the information. I mean, yeah, I'm sure a lot of them were being truthful, but an actual person's habits and then versus what they think their habits are not going to be 100% the same.
Well, that's true, but. That's why they asked preference.
Right.
Not what they do, what they would like.
Right. Yeah, I understand. Like, if they play mostly male protagonist games and that happens to be the majority of what's available, then that really doesn't say anything either.
Now, for those of you who are statisticians out there, I would like to mention the survey size. It's in excess of 1,500. Which, according to a little research I did, that actually limits its margin of error closer to like 2.8%. Yeah. So it was actually a pretty good survey. I'm very happy about it. But it does suggest one kind of unpleasant thing when you take a look at what the data proves. Making the assumption that they were absolutely truthful and the questions were posed to them in such a way that it would not pollute the end result, it does suggest, as a female, the older you get, the more biased you are towards women in media. And the older you get as a male, the less biased you are towards males in media.
Yeah, it seems to infer that.
Women are sexist! You heard it here first on the War Pod.
I hate everything about this article.
Jay would like to mention that once again we've done a subject on women in gaming and haven't had a woman on the podcast. You know what Warlocks Games and Beer does do, Jay Riz? We invite a woman to the podcast every single week.
And she fails to accept our offer every single week.
Because of your gender bias.
She just wants to stay just close enough to the podcast that she can criticize us.
Hold on, I think she's getting on the podcast.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she's getting on the podcast right now. I'm going to relinquish my microphone to Jay Riz.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey. So I talked to Zach about this because he posed that question to me a couple days ago, and I told him the reason why I think it's that way for females is that, I mean, look how many options we have.
Right.
So, I mean, and look at all the media that we get. I mean, you want to play somebody who's strong and who is like you.
Mm-hmm. So, I agree. I made that argument earlier.
Oh, I didn't get to hear it.
No. I know you didn't. I know you didn't. But Zach,
yeah, that was just one of his arguments.
Zach just wasn't paying attention. I didn't think he was.
He doesn't.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think people enjoy playing people that are like them. Like if you're building a character in Skyrim or whatever, that you, generally you have a tendency to make that person look like you. You want to play what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that articles like this, I don't think they really help much. Like, because what I was trying to say earlier was that people are, they make articles like this, or they'll have opinions that supports that what this kind of article is trying to say, and they're trying to get big developers to change what they're doing.
Mm.
And I don't think that they will change anything they're doing or change the direction they're doing. Or, you know, well, some developers do it anyway, right? Like, mm-hmm. Was it BioWare, I think, does they do a lot of options as far as what kind of character you can play, like in was it Dragon Age and Mass Effect?
I haven't played either of those.
Either one, you can play female or male, and you can also pursue heterosexual or homosexual relationships.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a very cool concept, and I love that they do that. I just don't think that every single developer needs to be forced into doing something like that, or has to have the female protagonist. I don't think it's necessary, but that's why I don't like stuff like this. I understand it's got its place, and there's definitely a market for it. And if there is a market for it, these companies will respond, and they will make something for that market.
Well, yeah, they're going to do what makes them money.
Exactly. That's ultimately what speaks.
And I agree. No, not every game needs to have those options, but right. It would be nice if more games had those options.
For sure.
Also,
yeah,
I'd like to interject and say that one of the reasons I think that some of these intellectual properties that feature males make money over and over again is because as humans and as fans, taking gender out of the equation, we have a preference towards repetition. Like,
yeah.
The same thing is going to make money before other genders do. Before the gender question is even thought of. And Jay Riz just gave me my mic back.
Oh, because you were talking.
Well, yeah, we were both talking.
Well, that's fine. She made her point.
She's still sexist.
Now get back in the kitchen. that was bad. I apologize for that. I thought it was funny.
Johnny Depp told you to get back into the kitchen, if you don't mind.
Why don't you
go
fix my car?
She wants you to go fix her car.
That's funny.
It
makes me...
Johnny.
I know. It's funny. She got me.
Either way, now that we've vented all that plasma, I think it's time to get a case of the freebie jeebies.
Oh, yeah. Freebie jeebies.
This month on Freebie Jeebies, once again, we are talking about the age-old debate. Is it better to have the PlayStation Network or Xbox Live Gold as far as freebies are concerned?
Yes, a debate that will never end.
This month for PlayStation, it actually came out last Tuesday, we get new and tasty Oddworld Abe's Odyssey. A reboot of the classic that put Abe on the map. We also get the espionage side-scroller Counter-Spy, a story of a Cold War between two hypothetical forces, one being imperialist, one being Soviet, and they both want to blow up the moon. And also, we get a charming little game that many of you have been exposed to in the past called Valiant Hearts. Which is sort of like a guided novel. It's like about the Second World War.
And those are all free?
All absolutely free.
All right, and Xbox Live Gold this month we get Rayman Legacy. is it Legacy or Legends?
Legends.
Legends. Don't laugh at
one
that.
One game.
That's a good game. I've been playing it, actually. I'm enjoying myself.
Didn't say it was bad. I love that game. That's actually one game that I bothered to buy on my PlayStation when my PlayStation isn't just giving me awesome free games all the time.
Well, hey, at least it's a game somebody's heard of.
Who hasn't heard of Oddworld?
Everyone's heard of it. That's over 27 years old.
And also, If you haven't heard of Valiant Hearts, you're not trying hard enough. You really aren't.
Okay, Oddworld sucks.
It's a beautiful little... Huh?
Oddworld sucks. I hate Oddworld.
What's wrong with Oddworld?
It's weird, and it gives me the creeps. And
would you say that it's odd?
Yeah. Valiant Hearts I've heard of, but I don't remember. No imagery is coming to mind, though.
It's a side
scroller. Hold on, loud typing!
That was some of your lightest typing ever. You really did it.
It's the one with the sad dog.
Yeah, the one with the sad dog.
I remember that. I remember that seeing the trailer for that in E3.
Yeah. And the reason that
I don't want to play that game because it's gonna make me cry.
Oh, Rayman Legends will make you cry.
What, really?
Yeah. What level are you on?
I've only been playing it for like 2 days.
2 days straight?
No. Like maybe an hour each day for 2 days.
Oh, you haven't scratched the surface. Uh oh. No, like that game. That game is one game where they literally do not deal with their difficulty. They literally said, you know what, we're going to make this as hard as we want to. Oh, we're going to make it as hard as possible. Okay, and then just give them infinite continues, and that's it. Good luck. And when you look at just the wealth of stuff that there is to be done in that game, the fact that it starts going into classic levels and stuff like that, and some of those are actually harder.
I've actually already started to experience some of the increased difficulty, and I've already gotten frustrated. And Jessica started yelling at me because I was yelling.
She got mad at you for being mad.
That's how it works in this house.
Good, good. Johnny, I told you about having emotions. That's a big bad no-no. That's my impression of Jay Free, by the way. I don't know if you caught on to that.
That's not bad.
Johnny. I asked you not to yell at Rayman Legend. At Rayman Legend Apocalypse 5000.
And then I was like, well, the fucker with the rope and the thing and the stuff. And then tickle me, Elmo.
And then she was like, it's time for you to get the timeout, dildo.
And they're like, no, not the timeout, dildo.
Last time I had to go to the hospital. You didn't refute nearly enough of that.
You know what? When I think what's happened here is that I've talked to you enough on the podcast and had to refute so many things and try to counter so many different things and that are factually incorrect that you say that I've just given up and I've accepted the reality that whatever you say is true.
Oh, you are compliant in your slavery to my whim?
Yes.
Oh, man, you're like North Korea. Oh, North Korea dis! We're getting edgy here on the podcast. I'd like to say a few more controversial things.
Do it.
So North Korea doesn't have a very good school system. What?
Take that, Kim Jong-un.
More like King Jong-un, right?
Yeah. Oh. Because he's a dictator.
That's a kind of potato.
Is it?
Yes.
You said, what is the kind of potato?
Dictator.
Oh.
Either way. So, Johnny, you've been enjoying your Rayman Legacy Fight Night?
I have. It's actually not bad at all.
I can't wait until you get to the Black Betty level.
There's actually a Black Betty level?
It's a Black Betty level. It's an instrumental version of Black Betty. They're, in order to beat the level, you have to play it at the pace of the music. That's not to say like the game gets you in trouble if you fall behind. Like there's like platforms that are going to explode and enemies that are definitely going to kill you if you're not in the right place at the right time. And doing everything that you're supposed to puts you in sync with the song. I know that it's difficult to describe, but like things are blowing up at just the right time. Jumps like when you're going brap brap brap, like that's three jumps. If you're doing, and otherwise you'll die.
I do look forward to that, but I wanted to ponder out loud for a second, because when they started doing the Xbox Live Gold free stuff, On the 360, they were actually doing two games a month. They would do one at the beginning, the first 2 weeks, and then another one during the last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And they have not been doing that so far with Xbox One. So I'm really curious what they're doing. And I think they're still doing that, the two games a month with the 360. I wonder if they're waiting for the library to grow before they start doing it.
Doubtful.
Yeah.
I think I know why.
Probably because they don't need to.
Yes, probably because people are still paying for the services, and lots of people are like in a camp when it comes to these systems, and True. So like people don't go out of their way to like figure out like what you're getting on PlayStation because they don't even have it, you know. Mm-hmm. So essentially, they're like, "Hey, we're gonna toss you some free games, just like PlayStation, right?" And it's like, "Yeah, I guess. I don't know any better, so yes."
Hey. I know we're running out of time, but have we mentioned it all about the Spider-Man joining the Avengers?
We talked about that a long time ago.
Did we?
Is it confirmed?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, Oprah. It's like your catchphrase. hold on, no, I didn't even get to talk about my games.
Okay, fine. Talk about your stupid games.
They're good. Okay. One thing about the theme for this month, and I haven't played Valiant Hearts yet. I'll go ahead and say that. But the theme for this month is weird physics. Because both Counterspy and New and Tasty, they have platforming in them. But the physics engine, it's like they don't exist. Essentially, you jump at the right spot to get to the right thing rather than actually being able to eyeball stuff. That being said, they're both heavily invested in puzzle mechanics where you need to figure out the proper thing to do at the proper time. And Counterspy, I couldn't be more happy with. I really can't stop playing that game. I've probably put in 15 hours.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because the one interesting thing about Counterspy is that every level is procedurally generated, so it's cut up into segments, usually segments of five to seven, and the level's laid out for you, and you go into a room, and it will have a scenario based upon elements that they're allowed to that the system is allowed to incorporate, such as. Is there going to be a firefight on the Z-axis?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, are there going to be people in the background that you have to shoot? Yes or no. Are there going to be cameras? Yes or no. Are the cameras going to be armored? Yes or no. How many cameras? How many of them are? How many of them are armored? Are there? And what enemy classes are going to be in this room? So every level is absolutely unique, and as a result, the levels never have to end. In fact, getting through the levels is not your objective. Your objective is to do the level given to you as well as possible to avoid raising the DEFCON level. If the DEFCON level ever gets to zero, then it's game over, no continues.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So you go through one playthrough and then it's just over and then you got to start over?
If you DEFCON starts at 3 at the beginning of the game. And the officer character class can help you reduce the DEFCON level.
Okay.
And also there are elixirs that you can use. It's like they're super science. One of them is it's like Master of Negotiation or something like that. And you start the level one DEFCON lower.
Huh.
So as long as you can maintain that DEFCON, then the net result would have been a reduction in DEFCON. It's a fascinating game, and it's great because you don't play for either side. You're an international spy who's there to subvert essentially both the U.S. and Russia because they both want to be the first ones to deliver a nuclear strike to the moon. Yeah, everything about this game is golden, and there's like cool like Cold War facts in it and stuff like that. Like apparently, locks associated with some of the missiles in America, a popular combination for them to use was 000000. Yeah.
Oh like, yeah, I'm watching actually a little trailer for it right now.
Yeah, it's great.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I love the art of the game.
Yeah, that's one thing, is that there's an effects layer that's made to look like there's imperfections in the quote unquote film that you're watching of this very stylized 1960s video game.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy with it. I'm also happy with New and Tasty. Lots of people have played it at this point. You know what's going on. But the updated graphics actually kind of help, because I've seen, like, Oddworld was really dark. You know, it was difficult to know what was going on in the screen, and it seems like a lot of that has cleared up. They're using all of the original audio, and the remastering sucks. I'm going to say that right now.
Well, that's good to know.
It's still difficult to hear Abe in cutscenes.
Yeah, well, you know what? Those games were all hype when they were popular, and I thought they were really shitty. So.
Oh, I still find it fun and challenging. I would prefer the physics engine to be a little tighter. But, you know, that's the nature of it being kind of a puzzle game. Essentially, the levels are built into, like, vignettes of figuring out what you're supposed to do and when.
Right.
Which is cool.
Yeah, if you're into that.
If you're into having to use your brain while playing a video game?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that everybody did.
No, it's not true.
100% of people who play video games use their brains.
That's what you think.
Name one video game where you don't have to use your brain.
Taco Hut 3.
Wrong. I've played Taco Hut 3. There's a third round at the end of Nacho Mountain where you actually have to solve a Sudoku puzzle.
How about Panda Pajamas, the rescue of the koala friends?
I'll give you that one, except for the Koala Massacre DLC. Which is actually a dungeon delver loosely based on the Water Temple in Ocarina of Time.
All right. Well, the DLC, right? But the core game, yeah. All right. Either way, so you like Oddworld, I don't.
You like Counter Spy and haven't even played it.
Yep. And Rayman is kind of fun. You know what?
Yes, I do. I know that PlayStation is still giving me more and good games. I'd say that the games are comparable in quality, and I'm getting more.
Well, you know, something we haven't
for less.
Something we haven't really tried to measure is the discounts that are also given.
Discount double check.
God damn it.
Okay, what got discounted? And when you tell me these discounts,
yeah.
I want to know their original prices.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, what do you got?
Distraction. Well, I turn on my Xbox.
Hey, kids. Check out Warlock's Games and Beer on YouTube. We have a new cheesy popcorn thing coming out, and one of these days, Johnny is going to get around to actually editing the rest of our Let's Play of Assassin's Creed Unity.
That's also correct.
Don't forget to check us out on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yeah, and actually, I will get around to editing those Unity videos eventually.
I'm going to be doing it myself.
No, that's not going to happen. That's not a thing. But we actually we skipped a chunk of the game, but a lot of the good content is still there. And okay, I got the Xbox open. So this month,
sorry, for a second, you sounded just like Frank Caliendo's impersonation of Jeff Goldblum. It's like chili dogs are good, cheesy dogs are better. But thanks, I'm a vegetarian. Okay.
So iDarb is still free. Gianna Sisters, Twisted Dreams, Director's Cut.
What?
I don't know. It looks like a kid's game.
Okay.
It was $14.99. Now it's $7.50. Assassin's Creed Unity is $40. It was $60, but nobody cares. That game sucks anyway.
It also came free with your Xbox.
Well, because I bought the bundle, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it came free with a lot of people's Xbox.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is $30. Used to be $60.
All right.
Yeah,
I think it's literally less at GameStop now.
Probably. Blue Estate, the game. I've never heard of this game, but it's $10.39. It used to be $12.99.
Oh, goodness.
That's not even that good.
The savings!
There was better stuff! What happened to all the better stuff? Like, the month changed, and they got rid of all the good stuff. Shit. My argument is just spiraling the fucking drain.
I told you exactly what happened. People got... The market itself got complacent. They're like, oh man, we are getting free stuff, just like PlayStation. I will do zero fact-checking now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
I don't want to suck.
Too bad. It is your destiny.
No.
All right. So, how long have we been doing this podcast? Feels
a
like
really a really long time. Yeah, Risk is available.
Is it?
Forget I said anything.
Okay, now that we have once again taken our knowledge and bequeathed it on to the consumers of electronic arts and media, now that we have done our civil duty, I think it is time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Adieu to you and you and you. Goodbye. Goodbye.